We are on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Keitzad Misharinon. We heard in the Mishnah, how are you, Mishayer? Vagid Yerush Nizbashel Bo Gidanoshe, Mieshpo Benois and Tam, Arezu Asure, Kaitzen Masharinen Oisoi, Kiboso Belefes. That means we are Mishayer. If the Gid was Bosor and the Yerech was Lefes, so we take Bosom and Lefes, and if the same amount would be nice in time and the Lefes, so we know that the Yerch is also. Omar Ravune ke Bosom Baroshe Liftois. Yemeshayel ke Bosom Baroshe Liftois. A Lefes is a turnip. And now Ravune said Baroshe Liftois. And what does this mean? So we have here three mahalchim. Baroshe liftois yerek shel lefes. That the yerek shel lefes, that means the turnip is on the bottom, that's the root. And then there are green leaves that come out. So Rashi says, Baroshe liftois, that's on the reish of the lefes, with Mishaya, with the yerek. Be nice in time, and the Yerek shall efes. That's one mahalach. That's the Simit Rabbeinu Gershom also learned like that. Klaima. No, he says, Loi ba'alen. Yeah, but that's his first lashon, Yerek shall efes. The green chalik of the lefes. V'lin yireh. Now Rashi says the second shot. Sheroshe alefes mosaik miznovoi. So in the turnip alone, this is how Rabbi Yankib says pshat in this Rashi. In the turnip alone, there are two chalokim. There's a sweet chalik of the turnip, and then there's a chalik of the turnip that is not so sweet. Sheroshe alefes mosaik miznovoi. V'tam haboso niker biznovoi salefes b'shir muet. That means, since the chelek hatachtein of the turnip does not have a sweet taste, so memele, the bosor is nice and tam very readily, we don't have a flavor counteracting the tam of the bosor, because it doesn't have such a flavor, the chelek hatachtein of the lefes. Avo baroshe liftois, but the reish of the lefes, which has a sweeter taste, eine nike ela b'shir godel. There you need a shir godel of bosor to be nice and tam in the reish of the lefes. That's Rashi. Two pshotim in Rashi. Baroshe liftois ektoisvis, perish bekuntris, yerek shalefes. This is the first pshat in Rashi. Vein mash mekein besanhedrin, beperik koin godo. Tekomar shenase besoroi keroshe liftois. Mash meshehen asheroshim shebekarke. The Gemara is speaking about boyas vayilofes. So the Gemara darshin shenase b'sorei that the eber was niskashe kiroshe liftois. So it would seem that this is not the yerek shel lefes. It's the chelik hatachtein of the lefes, which is kosher. V'chein b'shabes amrinin mechabdoi b'roshei shumin b'dogim g'doylim. There also means the chelik tachtein of the lefes, not the chelik ha'olim, not the chelik ha'yorek. So Rabbi Yankim says, that's me according to Tosfos, you Mishayah with the whole Ephes, not this, according to the second Pshat in Rashi. According to the second Pshat in Rashi, you have to cut the Ephes, that you have to take the Chelik HaMosek of the Ephes, and then you have to be Mishayah Boso Belefes. According to Tosfos, the whole bottom Chelik is your Mishayah side the Chelik, HaMosek side the Chelik, that's not Mosek. So we have here three Shitas, Pshat and Rav Huna. Zut the Gemara weiter, Masnisen Deloika Haitane. Our Mishnah is not going according to this Tane. Our Mishnah says that a Gid Asos the Yerech. Noisin Tam and the Yerech, we have an oifen had to be Mishayah, Kebosa Belefes. But this is not the Sanya Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochan Ben Broika Himer, and Begidin Benoisin Tam. He holds that a Gid Bechlal Tanaitz Baum, it's not Noisin Tam, so never will Asar a Yerech. So it's not like Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochan Ben Broika. Who the Osir Lekamei the Rab Chanine? It seems someone came to Rabbi Chanine. It seems he had such a tzir that there was a yerech that was nisbashul begid anoshe. He wanted to know if there was a proper shir that the time a gid would become bottle in the yerech. Abi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina above it. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina was outside by the door. Kinofek, when he left, so he brought him the Yerech with the Gitz, and he asked the Shaila, is the Yerech Mut, is the Yerech Osa. So when he left, Omalei, so Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina asked the Shoyul, my Omaloch, what did he tell you? He asked the Shaila, the Yerech is Mut, so what did he tell you? Omalei, Shoyinelli, he said it's Muta. Bring it in again. It can't be mutter. I mean, taking the cheshbon, the size of the yerech and the size of the gid, it's not bosa belefes, so maybe he misunderstood or he made a mistake. So take it in again and ask him again. So he brought it in. So Rab Chanina says, "Man haideka metzari li. Who's this person that's being metzari me? Tes nachmol de shayla. Zil aimalei leman de Yosef abova. Tell him this person who's sitting by the door ain't begidim benayis in tam. There's no shayla whatsoever. Not you have to be mishayer if it's possible lefes, or not possible lefes. The mission's going according to the time that the holds yesh begidim benayis in tam." We are the law, and we give them a nice and time, so the Yerech is Mutter, period. There's nothing more to talk about. Ki also lekami de Rabbi Yami, mishadale lekami de Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov, the Meiri Bola Teire, mishum de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When they asked Rabbi Ami Ashayla, Rabbi Ami personally did not hold any beginning of a nice and time, but he knew Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov was Meire, was Paskin that ain't begidim benois in tam, Mishum de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Mamele, if you have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that holds that ain't begidim benois in tam, so he sent go to him, you have someone that's faleslich, and so why should you come to me, which he was personally machma, go to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov that Paskin's like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that ain't begidim benayis in tam. But v'leilei svirlei, he personally held yesh begidim benayis in tam, but don't ask me the shayla, go to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov. V'hilchis ain't begidim benayis in tam. Halacha we paskin ain't begidim benayis in tam. Samameila, so that's the halacha. What is the Rashi? Masis and diktoni gid afapi shemakiroi. He's makir the gid. Oyser as a tap shom ibnei tame. The loyki haitane, not like this tane. Ain't beginning with nois and tam. Umashlicha, so the gid you throw away. Vashar muta. Vulele svirele l'rabiyami lachshorino. He himself did not hold ain't beginning with nois and tam. מי יוקים את המשמד רבי שום הלוי שור אליי לימוכי בידי, he wasn't מייכי, and פקרת וההיסטוריס נלון, he wasn't מייכי, he sent them to them. והלכס הם בגידים בני סנטם, ובין נסבשו, ובין נמלח, ובין ניצלר, so the surrounding תפשילה מהמוטו, משליחה ימוטה. ודווקא בוי, דווקא אין בגידים בני סנטם, אבל שום נוי, זה שום מנגיד, יש בי בני סנטם, ואם לא נוטה או שום נוי, if he did not take off the שום מנגיד, אוי סר, then it will answer, it will answer. What is Taisvis say? Bilchus say, אין בגידים בני סנטם. So Taisvis, למי דקיימלון, אין בגידים בני סנטם. Is Gidanosha Osabano. So then it comes out La Loche that Gidanosha is Osabano. Why? The Ochim Eforish Perikol Shor. The Porich, the Gemara asks La Rababo, the Omar, Komokim Shenema Loisoichlu, Mashmenami Iserano. Whatever it says Loisoichlu, so that means it's Osabano also. O Porich, Sergmese Kashem, הרי גיד אנושה, it says, okay, לא יויכלו בני ישראל, גיד אנושה, and like, so according to you, it's also בנו, and we learned, שלך, אדם, ירח לנוחי, אף על פי, the גיד is there, you have to send a ירח to a guy, and we have to understand, when you send him a ירח שלם, the guy is mischabed, with the, you send him a ירח שלם, with a גיד, so the mice, I'm deriving benefit from the git. So the Gemara is a kasha. So how are you allowed to send a git anosh, a yerech with a git anosh at a goy if it's also bano? A mishani, so the Gemara says, kshehutra nevela hi begida hutra. So the Gemara answers as follows. The Pasuk says, leger Hashem yishechrecha titnena v'acholo, emochel enochi. So the Torah says, Lesechel kol nevela, not eat nevela. So, l'cheira, that means it's also bano, also according to Rababo. Then the Pasuk says right away, you're allowed to give it to get to give it to a ger, to sell it to a goy. So the Torah said, you're allowed to derive benefit from a nevela. Now, the nevela, so if you hold yesh begidim b'noi sentam, so a gid is also besar a nevela. So when the Torah said, you're allowed to sell the nevela, to a goy, so it's inclusive. All the chelki and nevela, whichever didn't have psal nevela, the Torah was matabano. That's if you hold yesh begidim b'noi sentam. So in the heter and no of nevela, so gid is also mut, because also is a tam bosa. So that's nichlan the heter of nevela. But if I hold ain't begidim b'noi sentam, so memela, so the Torah said you're allowed to sell a nevela, it's only talking about the psar nevela. The pasuk isn't speaking about the gidim, which is an eighth baalman. So if I have a makir that the gid should be also bano, so taka also bano. The Torah was only matter psar nevela, and not the gidim. That's what the Gemara says. O mishanik shutra nevela, he vegido hutra. Umasik. So that's why a gid is mutter bahano, because that's nichlan the hetel ger shebi shechechot itnena bacholim mochel enoch. Umasik. So the Gemara feels so the leman the oma ain begidim benoi sentam. Achinam ida also. So then it's taka also. So a gid anosh is also bahano, because la yoichlu means iserano. And that what the Torah was matter to sell a nevela is only speaking about the besar nevela. So if you hold yesh begidim benoisim tam, so that's a chelak of the besar nevela. But if you hold ain begidim benoisim tam, the Torah is only speaking about the nevela. The Torah isn't speaking about the gid, which is eitz balme. So I don't even have to sasak also bano. Ve'ein litmoya alma shemoichin nikir boso loiv dekechon. But Taisus, we sell Bosa, that's not menuka, to a goy. So we sell him with the gid anoshe. Afopi shemu'urev boy gid. So we're deriving hana from it.
So Taisa says, David, kechav meini noisei mois ala dove sheyesh beitam v'loya legit. No, the guy isn't paying for the git. Taisa is, they didn't sell with the weight. I mean, we sell with the weight, akochach. So the guy is only paying for the meat and not for the git, so I'm not deriving benefit from the git. Umiu yerech shleima osa lishleich levet kechavim. But to send a yerech shleima, which that is that's a mechubedike chatiche, that you know to send to a guy. Fishim is kabed vaitveik shu sholem. That means that that's a covet for the goy. You're sending him a dover sholem, so it comes out you're deriving benefit from the git. That's taka also. Umas nisin the shlech adam yach levit kechavim mukilahosam. The loyker Rav Shimon domain begidim benoisin tam begidim lo shalse banot. The Gemara says clearly in Psachim, if you hold yesh begidim benoisin tam, so then gidis muta banot. So the mission is going according to that Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, I think. But if you're ordained begidim benayis in tam, Rav Shimon, so memele, so then taki, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the, not allowed to derive benefit from the gid, memele taka also. Vehilchas ein begidim benayis in tam, perish akuntris, tafke boy. There is no tam in the gid, avosh shumnoi, yesh boy nayis in tam. Bimloi nitol shumna, if he did not take off the shumin, also, so then the yerech will become also. Leel parashti b'shemer, Rab Yitzchak bar Meir, leichmiru b'shumin yaisim v'begidis, so they said a shtek teire, the whole iser of shumin agid is only also midarabonim. They asked the shumin auto gid, and if the gid doesn't ask, so the shumin also won't ask. Lechmira b'shumen yaisim b'begid gabi shani chel de mefafei we had a taisus before. So meila, that's not like Rashi. We hear in the Mishnah further. The Mishnah had said that if a person, we had two cases: gid anoshesh and his bashel im agidim. He cooked the gid anoshesh with other gidim. Bizman shemakiroi, if he is makir, which the gid anoshes, so he takes out that gid, and then the other gidim is benois in tam. That means if there's a shear that is nois in tam in the other gidim, so the other gidim are also. And vim lav, kulon asurim, but if he's not makir, which is the gid anoshes, so then he has another problem. The problem is not only that the gid is nice and tam, maybe I'm eating now gid anoshes, so then it's also. Bimlav, kulon asurim, baraita v'nais and tam. Bechain the same thing, chaticha shal nevela. Bechain chaticha shal daktomish nizbashli machaticha is, bizman shemakirei v'nais and tam, v'izmakir, which is the chaticha shal nevela. So he takes it out, and then the rest of the taruvus is totally was nice and tam on it. Vimlav kulo nasuris. Reite benaisen tam. Fragte Gemore, vli botel berube. Fragte Gemore, ki ein makire, Rashi says, if he doesn't know which is the Gida Noshe, so here it says that it's only mutter if he takes out the Gida Noshe. Fragte Gemore, why did he take out the Gida Noshe? You have a gid anoshe together with other gidim, so let it become bottle beroyv. Let it become bottle beroyv, so you should be allowed to eat all the gidim. Well, we'll see if all the gidim are, but when you're allowed to eat a gid, you should be allowed to eat a gid, out to din bittle beroyv. And for the Gemara, ber yeshani. It's a ber doesn't become bottle. Let's just go a little further. V'chein chaticha shal nevela v'chulu. We have the same halacha baita. So agid is a berye. I said explained before in Bav Tzadik Vov that the Torah specifically asked the agid, and the Torah did not specify the size of the agid. So it seems that the Torah was meforish. Agid is also ben godel ben cotton. The Torah answered, this heftes, so calls man, it's a berye, is a cheshibis, and it doesn't become bottle. Yoloika, and it also be not as nebekezayis. V'chein chaticha shal nevela. Na chaticha of nevela, which is ich another berye. Nevela is not a berye, so because all animals called the nevela, chaticha of us is also called nevela, that's not a berye. V'chein gemore v'tibotel berube. So let the chaticha become bottle baroib, so afilu you're not maker, which is the chaticha shal nevela, that it become bottle baroib. Sumo says, Hanicha lamanda oma, kol shedarkai limonoish shaninu, elu lamanda oma, es shedarkai limonoish shaninu, ma'ika lameima. There's a machloikis amiroim, pshat na mishneh, that there are certain things, mitech shivusam, that don't become bottle. So one man, the oma, holds, es shedarkai limonis. That means something that is always sold b'minyan. You never, it is never sold ba'oimit. That means that there's a cheshivis. When you sell it, you count over each dover b'fnei atzmoi. So that is a dover choshuv, which is always sold b'minyan. Not boimed, so that doesn't become bottle. So memele pieces of meat sometimes are not necessarily are sold b'minyan. You can sell them boimed also. You don't count after each piece to sell. You can assume more or less how many pieces are there. You're not minor them, or perhaps you sell them by weight. It's not a double that you always. Yeah, that each chetiche has a chshivis that you only sell it b'minyan. So why doesn't it become bottle? The man diomala says kol shedarka limonis. That means you don't need such a chshivis. If sometimes one counts these chafetzim, that also is a chshivis. Sometimes you count it. Sometimes, not it's always dark, sometimes you count it. So memela, so we'll see in Rashi, so sometimes when a person has guests, he counts over the portions. How many portions it says, if he has enough portions for each guest. So that is eshe darke limones, and according to that man, the yomar, it will not become bottle if it has this shivis that sometimes you mine it. So memela will understand why the chaticha does not become bottle. But if you hold eshedarki limonis, that means that it's always counted, that you always cheshbon with a minyan, so then the chaticha sabosa does not fall in this category. Ma'ikala meima. So the Gemara says, shani chaticha hoyil ruyil iskabed bo lifnei oichim. Speaking about a chaticha, a ruyel is kabed bo lefnei oichim, that means one is mechabed an oirech with such a chaticha. So, meil, this guf is achshivis, so he gives this, we're talking about a chaticha, a ruyel is kabed, not too small, not too big, but it's a mekovedik portion. So that is achshivis, mid rabbonon, it doesn't become bottle. So that's why the Mishnah says, the only way one can eat the gidim is if he's makir, which is the gidanosh, and he gets rid of it. But if he doesn't know, so there's no dim bittul, so you're not allowed to eat any of the gidim. Maybe I'm eating the gidanosh. So we have in our Mishnah two aloches. One aloche that a gid doesn't become bottle, and we have a second aloche that a chetiche shel bosa doesn't become bottle. It's riche. And I need both of these halachas. Diash meaning git, the berye. A git has a chshivis that it is a berye. Avo chaticha, imaloy a chaticha, it's not a berye. Diash meaning chaticha, or it is kabet bo lefneichem, and has a chshivis that it's a chaticha, or it is kabet lefneichem, it gives an oirech, a choshev portion of meat, so that has a chshivis not to become bottle. Avo git, a maloy, but a git, I would think, does become bottle. So therefore, the Tana is coming to tell us these two aloches, that a berya doesn't become bottle, a chaticha really skabit does not become bottle. That's pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Anichalaman de oma b'meseches beya. Kol shedarkoi limonei shaninu, b'meseches ole gabi chavili tilson, the lay bottle. So there's a machlekes, why doesn't it become bottle? So there's one man de oma that says, kol shedarkoi limonei, that if it sometimes is counted, so that is a chshivis that makes it should become bottle. Hanami pomim shenimnes, sometimes you count the portions of meat. The adamose limnes chatichoisov, leminyan oichim shezimans. He wants to see if he has enough portions, for each oirech. So that alone is machshiv the chatich. Eleman de ameshedarke, meyuchid leminyan hu de lay bottle. Kegoin, others are chavilim. Avodava osili nosim ba'imet, something that one could also give ba'imet, you don't count over each thing separately. Avapishin nimna lefomim, bottle, amai lebetela. So that's the Gemara's question, why doesn't it become bottle? So that Gemara says it's a chaticha ruya liskabe. Zakta isvis, berya shani. A berya is different. Taisa says, a filu be'elef lay bottle. Will never become bottle. There's no dimbittle by a berya. Behind chaticha aruya liskabit also never becomes bottle. Lay betail kedamahochi. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you're not makir the chaticha or the gid, so everything is also. There's no mention that it could sometimes becomes mutter if you have elef. It never becomes bottle. Now, v'heicha de pirish chad minayu. Now, Taisva says, what if you have a chaticha ben chatichais? And now, one was pirish, and you didn't see the prisha. Now one is pirish from the tarubis. Am I allowed to eat that chaticha that was pirish? Am I allowed to eat it and assume, called the porish merube porish. This is l'chayr a different din. This is a din that I can assume. This is not a din bittul. This is a din that I assume that this is from the roiv etel. So it's not from the chetich of nevela. So Taisva says, "Nami osa gzeire sheme yikach min akabua kivin sheine iser nikker kedefrishis la." We had a Taisva before. Taisva says that Taisva is a raif in the Gemara in Zvachim that. The whole heter of pirish is, that means we had teisha chanoyis, and there was pirish, if you didn't see the prisha, and now there's a piece of meat, that's a biadakum. She allowed to assume that this is kosher meat, that's the concept of called the porish, mirube porish, fine. That's mikir adin. And there they weren't goyzer shema yikach mina kavua. That means if you'll be matter to eat this meat, you might come and take from the kabua. So Taisa says, no, because the kabua is nikir bim kaimai. That means I have 10 stores. The store that sells treifa meat, it's black and white. It says clearly that it's treifa meat. So there's no gzeir, if I'll eat this meat, I'll go to the treifa store, chas v'shalom. Because I see it's treifa meat. So memele, so therefore they were matter called the porish merube porish. But if the iser akavua is not nikir bim kaimai, like in this case, I have 20 gidin, one gid is also. And so I'll be allowed to eat this gid that was pirish. I'm allowed to eat the gid that was pirish because I can assume it's from the roiv gidim, which are mutter. So the same assumption I can make without pirish. I'll go to the 20 gidim and I'll take one gid and I have the same cheshbon. And there, it's not good because it's kavua. if it didn't become bottle, so it's, I'm taking from the kvius and kol kavu kemechza mechza domi. So there, but a person won't have to learn this. That means, he won't have to, so it's Polish, near I'm taking from the kavua. So mamela, that's why here, chazal also to take from the Polish also. Masha'enkem by Teisha Chanoyis, there's no gzeirish and by Yikach mina kavua, because the Isra kavua is nika bim kaimai. So Teis was weiter. So this is Davke, that there's no din bittul, by a berye, chetiche ruilis kabe. So Teis was, vedovo she'enoi, loy berye, veloy chetiche ruilis kabe. Bottle baray, but what if you have some say a piece of meat that's not a berye and it's not a chetich aruyelis kabed? It's a small portion. You have three pieces of you have three slices of salami, and then each slice one slice is treif and the other two are kosher. Now you won't be mechabed a person with a slice of salami. It's not a chetich aruyelis kabed. So the din is that the treifa slice will become bottle to the two kosher slices. Vafilo isa midarabon aleke kedemash mahoche. It seems like this from over here. I think I'm a kvegeous problem, so it's kedemash mahoche. Look at the gmaz mucha, and moses viti bottle barube. Maesa kashra to become bottle. Umiyu shemo lechad gavro hoya osa. Now here Taisha says chidushim. Taisva says that lechad gavre, one person should eat all three slices is awesome. One person should eat all three slices is awesome. And the Rosh is chaylik on Taisva, and the Rosh says a person can eat all three slices, and the Rosh holds a filibasachas, you eat all three slices. You take all three slices, put them in a sandwich, and finish. So there's a goyin in Yeredeyim, that's a very interesting goy. There's Bemison, there's another Shaila. There's a Shaila, others a matter that one person could eat it, but Bas Achas, you're not allowed to eat it. All three at one time. Bezech Hazet, one person is allowed to eat it. Tais Vesholz, Afilu Bezech Hazet, one person is not allowed to eat it. And the Rosh shows one person is allowed to eat all three Bas Achas. We have here three sheetahs. So, this is the lashon of the goyin, and that's the more interesting the way the goyin explains it. He says, "The rosh polik al koze." The rosh holds one person can eat all three pieces bebasachas. Umater aflo ochlam bebasachas v'kosav, and the reason why you're allowed to do it to ha'iser nepach laheter. Because there's a din nisafach, that's the din bittul. The din bittul baroiv achei rabim lahatois is pshat, is that the miut gets the halach of the roiv. So memele, you don't have iser over here. Iser nepach lehetam. The gzeres hakosav achei rabim lahatois. This is the shita of the Rosh. Now, there's one day that says that one is allowed to eat all three, but not bebasachas. So there's a moiradike goyin. The goyin says the tam habitul, the lomdus of bitul baroiv, the alkol echod sheoichel oimer zehu haheter. Masha ein kein bebasachas. A moira de kegoyim. That the din of bitul b'roiv starts with a din of called the parish. But here doesn't have to be parish because there's no kavua. But since there's not kavua iser over here, so I say, dal kol echot sha'oichel oimer zehu aheta. I can assume that this is muta. I can assume that this is muta. I can assume that this is muta. So mail, I'm allowed to eat each one. But to eat all three together, I can't assume that all three are muta. So by each achile, I can assume this is muta. When the first one I eat, I can assume this is muta. The second one, I can assume this is muta. When I eat the third one, I can assume this is muta, and I ate already the issa. But that's if you hold that pesach as that's muta for one person. And then the goin zeichen zu schnet is medamet ze shnei shvilen. Had the goin understood pshat and the shita. The din by shnei shvilen is that if there were two roads, one road was tomei, there was a keva underneath one of the roads, and Reuven and Shimon, I don't know which road had the keva, and Reuven went on one shvil, Shimon went on the second shvil, and now they come and they ask a shayla, am I toyer, am I allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdosh? So Reuven comes and asks a shayla, and tells him, the Rav tells him, Shtoyan cheskes taire, I mean, you were toyer, till you walked on the shvil, we can assume you're toyer, going to the Beis HaMikdosh. Shimon walked on the other shvil, yes, I'm allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdosh, yeah, you have a cheskes taire, you can assume that you walked on the shvil at toyer. They both come together, so they're not toyer. You basically cannot tell them you're both toyer. That means each shayla, if you're dan b'fnei atzmo, you can shtel an chazoke. So memele, that's a, but that's me, the goyin is meiridik. The goyin is saying, tam habitl. That's how bitl works. Not bitl is that in, it's a laundry and it's materi surim. It's bitl. Tam habitul da kol echot shoich loimer zehu ahetel. The tam habitul is because I can assume each one is muta. So memeila lechere, this is lechere shitas ha-taisvis, and taisvis holds, therefore one person is not allowed to eat all three because, if you can eat all three, so yizichayt issa. There's no heter to eat all three. From the goyin, it would seem could be this is a daraisa dikedin, not a darabonon. The mishpat says, oh, by stays, it's a chumra darabonon. The Rajba says, no, I'll eat all three together. From the goyin, it would seem it's a daraisa dikedin. There's Rabbi Kevega asks a kasha, which is taka, a shreklach a kasha. Here we're talking about yovish, b'yovish. We have three chatiches. So in Shulchan, the Rajba says not eat all three together. Not eat all three together. Fine. I mean, what when you have a taruvis, not three pieces. You have a taruvis. There was Nesarev, Reifen, Kosher, and Yevshishim, and Shalom Yisrael. So the Nadachaticha really, the mice with that taruvis, you're allowed to eat the whole thing. I mean, you're allowed to eat the whole thing by taruvis. Rabbi Kveig Mutchesir, he doesn't understand why by three pieces, all of a sudden, we're machma. Raisin it. That's Rabbi Kveig's Ha'ora and Taisvis. So Taisus weiter, Shani Chaticha Hoyel Beruyel Iskavi. So we have now a klal, Chaticha is gematria, when the Mishnah says Chaticha means Chaticha Ruyel Iskavi, it means a Choshebe Chaticha, and that doesn't be called Bota. Vim Taima im Kain, Amai Oma Beperika Oru, Zagamor in Yevomis, the Chaticha Shel Chatos Tmeya. You have one chaticha b'chatas that was tomei. Shenis arev b'meya shel chatois toheres. There was 101 chatiches. 100 chatiches of chatois toheres. One chaticha b'chatas t'meya. Tale, so it says it's bottle b'meya. It's kachim, akabonim, it's bottle b'meil. So b'meil, so Taisus has a problem. So why is it bottle b'meil? By us, a chatich is gematri, a chatich aruyi l'skabe. That's the taich chatich. It's chashim v'shtik. And so b'meil, it's also talking about a chatich aruyi l'skabe. And there it says it's bottle b'meil. Here it says, afilav elef lay bottle. That's what I said before. וחיתמה שאני חתיך דנבלה דראויה לסקבל לפני איכם עובדי כחל. That means that באשר הוא שום, it's still רואי להסקבל. That means, forget about the me eating it. But this חתיך is רואי תגיבת הגוי. So ממילה, the חתיך has a חשיבס, it has a חשיבס without anything. It has a חשיבס because I can give it to a גוי. So that cheshivas prevents the din bittul. Prevents the din bittul. Avo shel chatos tmeya, oso bano. The chatos tmeya is oso bano. So memeilem, so you can't give it to a goy. So it doesn't have a cheshivas. That means it doesn't have a cheshivas. You can't, because you can't give it to a goy, because it's also bano. So Taisva says, lesser. That's not true. The chatich is bosa b'cholof t'nam b'perk baschid the meseches abay d'zore. Leibotlo, afogav d'osa bano k'dekom ahosa. It says the chatich of bosa b'cholof is also not botl. Now bosa b'cholof is also bano. I can't give it to a goy. Then that's when, that what the poila can give it to a goy doesn't take away the chshivas. It's be'etzim, it's royally skabed. Even though the poila, I can't be mechabed anyone with it, but that's called royally skabed, and that prevents the din bittul. So if it's royally skabed, even though achatos is also bano. But, so it should still not become bittul. The criteria how we measure roilis kabed, not roilis kabed. So Tai says it works like this. The choldova ha roilis kabed im hoya misbatel choshev vleibot. That means like this, that everything, if it would become bottle, it would be roilis kabed. So on that, Chazal said, that never becomes bottle. But so the criteria is, if it would become bottle, it would be roilis kabed. This is called a chticha roilis kabed, that never becomes bottle. So meila bosa b'cholov. Bosa b'cholov is good, it's also bano, but poil, I can't give it to anybody. But if it would become bottle, it would be called, it would be roilis kabed. So that's why it's called a chaticha roilis kabed. Avol beha'oru, but the case of the Gemara in Yevomis, I heard a chaticha b'chatos t'meya. That was tome. That was nesarev b'meya chaticha shel chatos t'ahirom. Afilo tis batol b'chatois t'ahiris. Afilo will become batol. So it is, so it's batol. So now it is a din of a chatos t'ahirom. So malat, so hosam ein ruye elo le kahanim. V'loich shive, that has never chashibes. The kahanim ein machzikin toive zeloze. The kshakulon shovim. The lechol b'nei aren tiye ish ka'ochiv ksiv. Amore di kezach. So Taisva says that means achaticha roi liskabed means if a person who owns a chaticha of bosor, he gives it to someone else, he gives it to an oirech, so this oirech is niskabet from him that he gave him, a choshev dos. But every koyin has a right to eat kochim. So memele, it's not cool that you're being miskabet like the vote is, I'm taking it because I have a schus to take it. So it's not called miskabed is, if you give someone, so miskabed is called, you're being miskabed on the day that you gave him something choshev. But the kahanim, it's ish ka'ochiv ksiv. It's a very interesting taisvis harosh. So Tais HaRosh Espat is Nechlekula Mishmores. I mean, it's Apshat. Good, and the same Mishmor, and the same base of, so Lamaise, the Koyin, Shkoyach, I mean, I'm the same Koyin like you, so Mamela, it's not called, I'm being the Skabit. Vim Kain, Ruyili Skabit, Le Koyin, She'enu Me'oisei Mishmor, Da Kasha Frektarosh. That means that Koyin comes from another Mishmor, and his tongue is sticking out, he sees everyone's eating this roasted meat, and he has no right to eat it, and you give him a good piece of a chunk of steak, so that's called a chticha lo yiskabet. So what's pshat in Taisa? This is the Taisa Rosh is. So the Taisa Rosh is arranged in Teretz. He says, the whole inyan of Mishmores leilesi lintzuye. He says, I mean, they made an inyan of Mishmores like this. The Kadim are going to come each week and there's going to be a fight. Bekitzer, so they made Mishmores. Aval regilim hoyo lechel kol echad im chaveiro shlo yevoyu akotshim lidei noisa. Aval lemais, so good is Mishmores. So now you do the way to this. Aval be'etzim, he says, it was a double poshet. I mean, that they had a big avoid that was mutal. They had to make sure that the kotshim should become noisa. So the kahanim used to, Baruch Hashem, they found a kohen to eat, a different mishmar. I mean, he was always, they were always eating the kachim. So memele, the taka won't become bottle. Because if it will become bottle, you're allowed to give it to everyone. So then it's called achaticha roi liska, but that's together. If it would become bottle, so then it would be royally scabbed. So then it doesn't become bottle. Vim taima. The mashma hochet, the chtiches nevela, loy bottle. But from Agamor it seems that the chtiches doesn't become bottle. Peperik basa, the meseches abay the zora mashma, the ptela. The gemore in abay the zora would seem that nevela does become bottle. The porich, haitane, maiko choshev. The Tan Rechon says a whole bunch of articles that don't become bottle. You don't worship a minion kachoshev, listening to me chatiches nevela. Be isure yano kachoshev, listening to me chometz pepesach. The Gemara is going down there if you hold kol shedarke limonis, afilu, you count it sometimes. So the Gemara says like this, if you hold, if he holds, he doesn't mean he can't choose. Listen, I'm not chatiches nevela. The isur yano kachosh beyond only isur yano doesn't become bottle because it's a chosh be isur. Listen, I'm not chametz vepesach. I feel it's not a double. It's not double shadal kelim nais. A mishani the tarti is like double shebe minyan. Bisuriano. So the Gemara says that the Tana of the Mishnah of the Zohar holds you need two qualifications in order not to become bottle. It has to be Osabano, it has to be Davashim Aminim. Meforish Nami Hosam Drei Elu Asurim, it says later Adiyuk, Drei Elu Asurim, Lamute Davashim Aminim, V'lav Yisureyano, Inam Yisureyano, V'lav Dove Shebemini. Bekitzer, we have Atane in Mesechtes Avoy Dezore that says, when does something not become bottle? But there's two qualifications. It's a Dove Shebeminyan, and it's Osabano. Period. And if there's only one Inyan, it's Osabano, but it's not a Dove Shebeminyan. So Mamele, it is bottle. So that's fakert that Agamora says a chaticha of nevela is not bottle. So how does Agamora stim with the Gemara, the Tanan Abay Dizal? So first, this is going to be chayza, but let's just, so first, this wants to say as follows. The hosam, loy kama elad loy airibu tana de maslisan da hosam. The Master Kasha, why doesn't he speak about Nevela? So the Gemara, he's not talking about such things. The Lamishum the bottle, not that he holds that Nevela is bottle.
is only speaking about such things which don't become bottle. That means as follows. There are different categories of chafetzim which don't become bottle. This Tana is speaking about something that's that's why he recognizes all these things that have these two characteristics. It's not both. That's what this Tanya said. So the Master Gash, let him talk about Nevela. He's not talking about other things. He's talking about this suk, but does not necessarily mean he's chaylik. He holds that Nevela does become both. But he's talking about this suk. He's not talking about it, but not that he doesn't hold. Tosis says we have a similar lotion the beginning of Baba Kama. The minyone de masnisen abo oves nezikin lemuti de rabchiye. Rabchiye is talking about more oves. The rabchiye lemuti de rabbishaye. And the Rabbi Shai is talking about more obvious than Rabbi Chiyah. V'loi mishum de pligi. Everyone is moide that there's four of us nezikin, and then there's, I think, Yudbeis obvious, Chavdalot obvious. Everyone agrees to the other one. But this Tana is speaking about a certain type of mazik. This Tana is including another type of mazik. And the third Tana is talking about another type of mazik. It's more inclusive. But even though it says lemuuti, lemuuti does not mean I disagree with the other Tana. I'm not talking about it. So Mamela, so what did Taisva say? So Taisva said, Shalom Aliyah. So Taisva made Aisha Shalom Imraimo. The Tana in Avodah Zorah is speaking about a certain type of machel that doesn't become bottle. And he's speaking about a machel, there's these two, inyonim, it's a davashim, b'minyin, and also bando. That's why he doesn't talk about nevela. But not that he disagrees that nevela is bottle. He's not talking about it. Fine. But now, Tosfos gets stuck. Aval koshin. Chipor yichosim, b'lisni nami, chatiches nevela. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Amayle Mishani Leitoni Lo, a different reason. Mishum de Kvar Tona Leihoche Bemasnisen. He didn't speak about the Vela because there's already a Mishnah that speaks about the Vela. Ke de Mishani Hosom, the Gemara asks a different Kasha, Hoda Poi Hosom, Belisne Nami Agoizi Per Rimoini Bada Mishanat Botul, Mishani Atona Hosom Aroi Lohola. So Tosfos asks, on the Etzem Kash of the Gemara, we have an offer in the Mishnah that Nevela is not bottle. So that's why they want to talk about Nevela. Why did Gemara have to say, if she's saying that, because the Gemara is to a similar Kash. Why didn't he speak about Agoizi Perech, Rimeini Badom, which is also Bano? And the Gemara says, because there's a Mishnah. I'll tell me the teretz kvaton aleihochem because says chatiches nevel. I'm kainly listening chatiches basa becholov. So why do you say basa becholov? Keep the kvash meaning hoche. The chatiches. If he doesn't say nevela, why doesn't he say nevela? Because it says over here now mishnah chatiches isalei bato mishum navado mishbeminyan. So why does he say basa becholov? That means if I'm asking you a kasha of nevela, and you're going to answer me, he doesn't speak about nevela because there's a Mishnah in Chulin that says nevela is not bottle. So why does he mention Bosa Becholov? I mean, Bosa Becholov has all the characteristics of nevela and more. So why do you have to mention Bosa Becholov? Oh, Meshani. So now Tosfos is chayz. The hitane tarti islay. So Tosfos Lamaisa says, that means till now, after Etzem Loshen of the Gemara Lemiyuti, Tosfos wasn't in the spoil. Lemuti means I'm not talking about it. But now Tosfos had another kasha. Tosfos had a kasha. When the Gemara asks, let him mention Nevela, let the Gemara say there's a Mishnah. That's why he doesn't mention it.
because the Gemara says this teretz on a similar kasha, and Rimei Nebada. So now Tosis is chayzer. So Tosis wants to say, so daf metake zogn, itake doesn't hold of this mishnah. Tzemach loikes tanoim, the tan of our mishnah holds, achticha lo iskabed is not bottle, and the tan of the zogah holds, you need two characteristics in order that it should become bottle.